Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Your morning show.
Podcast. The fifth biggest war of the roses of the year, but first.
From the city that changes the world. Here's three things you need to know.
Rose is pumping intern John with the three things you need to know. What you got for us? Oh, John, thank you for having me. A pleasure as always. This is insane. Yesterday evening, a small plane crashed into power lines in MoCo. The plane was dangling 100 feet above the air with two people trapped inside. The pilot and passenger were rescued at 12:33 this morning. Then crews got the plane to the ground around 2:50. More than 100,000 people lost power, but power has since been restored to impacted customers as of 1:30 a.m. The power outages also impacted operations at two local hospitals in MoCo. Officials say that things have since gone back to normal. MoCo Public School officials announced they would close schools Monday due to the incident. If your power is still out, please report your outage online to Pepco Connect's website. Insane videos of the whole thing. I know Molly's family lost power. I had just gotten a Black Friday package of my... I got a little survival generator. I'm like, oh, this is my time to shine, but it didn't end up working. But wild, wild, wild. Ford has announced a recall of 600,000 SUVs that are in danger of bursting into flames. Oh, my. They say the fuel line cracks in the Ford Escape and Bronco Sport SUVs have already caused fires under the hoods of at least 20 vehicles. The recall affects Escapes made between 2022 and 23 and Bronco Sport SUVs made between 2021 and 2023. Rather than replace the faulty fuel injectors causing the cracks, Ford's added a program to the vehicle computers that alerts drivers when the fuel is leaking, the company reports. A tube that will drain leaked fuel down the ground will also be added. And one of the best Christmas traditions is tracking Santa on his flight from the North Pole on Christmas Eve. For 60 years, the North American Aerospace Defense Command has used its resources to track Santa's flight. And although NORAD doesn't start tracking Santa until Christmas Eve, the website NORADSanta.org is set to go live December 1st. As all kind of information and Christmas activities kids can do while they're waiting for Santa to arrive. I know that, Santa, big deal. He's a big deal, big friend of the show as well. He told me this year's going to be really good for kids. I was talking the other day. Children also be able to check on Santa's whereabouts by phoning 1-877-HI-NORAD. Last year, NORAD received more than 53,000 calls on Christmas Eve. I'm an intern, Jim. Those are the three things you need to know on your morning show. Let me do this. All week, we're counting down the biggest War of the Roses of 2022. Today, number five.
Roses are red. Violets are blue. When we call your man, he'd better choose you.
Kim in Falls Church, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
There's a lot to unpack here with you and Anthony. So let me just try to get like to the make this as clear as possible. You guys have been dating for how long?
Almost a year.
Okay. And the year anniversary is a couple weeks away, correct?
You got it.
Okay. And already dating almost a year, but there's already been issues of infidelity in the relationship.
Yeah, we've had some issues here and there.
Okay, so explain the first strike, if you will.
Okay, well, it happened a while ago. Like, in the beginning, he was seeing other people. I thought we were exclusive, but I guess not. And he was talking to other girls, seeing other people, and I don't know, it just was not right, I thought, but we got over that hump, so it's been fine.
And I may cut you off, but so it was you guys didn't like define the relationship. You just kind of like assumed like this is what we're doing.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, we didn't define the relationship, and yeah, I mean, so he was just doing whatever, and then I kind of corrected that, and it's been great.
Okay,
I thought,
but the reason we're here now is what's going on.
Okay, this is kind of shady. So we share our locations with each other on our iPhones.
Okay,
and I got this weird text the other day that said he turned it off.
Okay. Okay, if you don't know, if you have an iPhone, when you share location with somebody, it'll say, like, you know, John is sharing his location. And so you got a notification that Anthony stopped sharing his location with you, right?
Exactly. But like, not only with that, when we were sharing locations, I would kind of look at it sometimes and I would notice that he was supposed to be at work, but he was at home.
Right.
It was kind of weird. I asked him about it and then he just shut it off.
Mm-hmm.
Like a couple days later. So I'm like, okay, I don't know. It's just like woman's intuition. I just feel like something isn't adding up here,
yes.
You know?
And I also think it's important to note, he sent the screenshot here. But he, when he stopped sharing location, he sent you like 5 texts back to back to back, almost like to push up the notifications so you wouldn't see it. That to me.
Yeah, like it was really shady. Like,
yeah,
I got an influx of texts.
It's also pretty failed logic because you're going to go back to the beginning of the thread. You know what I mean?
Right?
Okay.
Exactly. Like, we're not going to graze over that one.
And you said he has had like the pay as you go phones from like 7-Eleven. Like, he's had those like disposable phones before too.
Yeah.
Okay.
And what are they called? Burner phones?
Yes.
Like, he has burner phones.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, what's up with that? I thought only drug dealers had burner phones.
Well, listen, we don't judge here. So maybe, okay, let me do this, Kim. You had said that his excuse for the burner phone was he doesn't trust Apple, correct?
Yeah. Like, isn't that weird?
A little bit. So that's why, but he still has an iPhone, though, that he uses.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm going to call him from Apple. To see that, say there's been like suspicious activity going on, and I'll try to have him like list the locations he's at most often. Maybe we'll do it that way. Okay.
Yeah, I like that.
All right, hold on. It's War of the Roses on your morning show. War of the Roses. I'm gonna reset this, Kim. So you and Anthony been together be a year and a couple weeks. There was some infidelity in the beginning of the relationship. You say it's kind of a gray area in that he was with other people, but you had thought you guys were exclusive. He said you guys weren't exclusive. So there was kind of that. We got over that hump. We started sharing our location on our phone. There'd be days where he was supposed to be at work, but the phone would show him at home. He has the burner phones because he doesn't trust Apple. And maybe the biggest kind of like, in this whole thing is that he recently stopped sharing his location with you a couple days ago, and you tried to hide it by sending like 5 texts back to back to back to back to bump the message up, which we kind of agree doesn't make any sense because that just means you're going to look at the beginning of the thread anyway. And when he's asked why, he just doesn't trust Apple, doesn't want Apple to know where he is. And that's kind of where we're at, right?
Yeah, when you say it like that, I feel kind of stupid now.
No. Let me call him up real quick. Could it just be a misunderstanding? Okay. Hold on 1 second. I'll try to figure this out.
Hello.
Hi, calling for Anthony, please.
This is him.
Anthony, this is Tim with Apple Customer Assurance. How are you?
Good, Tim. How are you?
Doing well, thank you. I was hoping you could answer a few questions for me real quick. We just got some notifications of potential fraud with your account.
Oh, really? Which phone are you talking about?
The iPhone.
Which one? I have several different iPhones.
So you have how many?
Several,
sorry. So let me ask you before get into that. Is there one in particular? Because it just saved me the hassle of getting. I didn't realize it had more than one. It saved me the hassle of getting through. Do you have one that off top of your head has been acting a little not up to par?
Not that I can think of.
Okay, I think from my records, it looks like it's the one that your IDs are Gmail.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, so that makes sense?
That does make sense.
Okay, so that phone in particular has been acting or hasn't been acting up?
It's been acting up.
Okay, and let me ask again, because I don't want to tweak something in this profile that counteracts one of your other profiles, if that makes sense?
Yes.
Okay, so how many phones are we looking with? And let me start that first. How many phones do you have?
I have 4.
4, okay. Is it like a family plan? Like, do you have like wife?
No. I mean, sometimes I like to lay low, man. I got like a crazy ex girlfriend. I'm trying to lay low.
Okay, so the four phones are all yours.
Yes, sir.
And are they? And again, just so I'm not misinterpreting, you are the only user of those phones.
Correct.
Okay, and it's 4 separate numbers.
4 separate numbers.
Yes,
right.
And 4 separate Apple IDs.
Right. Like I said, okay. Man, I got a crazy ex-girlfriend. You know
I got you. I got you. That's why that's why I just wanted to know, because I want to make sure I wasn't messing with the family plan, because that would change things entirely. So we've had some issues with location services, and that's why I'm calling you to see what the experience has been like for you recently.
It's been fine.
Okay. And may I ask, because we got a notification you turned yours off recently. Is that because of the crazy ex?
Yeah. Why are you digging so deep into my file?
We just get notifications, dude. So, I think the problem with our system is because you have four phones, and maybe our computer system thinks that it's a family of phones, that it trips something out. You know what I mean? But now that, because we have, a lot of times in government, people have more than one phone. As long as I let the computer system know that it is just you, so if they're getting used different times, it's not fraud. That's all we really need to do here.
Wow. Okay.
So hopefully this makes for a better experience. Now, can I ask, I do need to ask one thing real quick. What, just to verify your account, name of your current best friend.
Probably Tiffany.
Tiffany? Okay. And is she a special friend to you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Who the frick is Tiffany?
Thank you for saying that word. Yes. No, thank you. Yep.
What? Who's that?
Wait, no, not who's that. No. Anthony, my name is John. We're doing War of the Roses here on your morning show. Do you don't know who that voice is?
No. What, are you playing me? What's going on?
That is.
How could you not know who my voice is? I mean, who's Tiffany? Answer the question.
Is that Kim?
Is this Kim? This isn't a joke, dude.
No, Kim sounds very upset. I'm just surprised that.
Yeah.
I'm on.
Yes. Yes. No. Yes. Yeah. No. Yeah. No. 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 Yeah, Anthony, she is upset. Why do you have four phones and four iPhones of that?
Yeah.
Because I got a crazy girl named Kim following me. She's crazy.
Are you kidding me?
You're crazy. What? I mean, now you like corner me into a phone call.
I'm crazy. What are you talking about?
This is out of control, Kim.
No, Anthony, are you not dating Kim? Yes or no?
Well, I was dating Kim.
Until when?
Well, right now, I'm not really happy with this activity.
Oh, okay. So she
is crazy.
Wait, so in your mind.
Ridiculous.
Yeah, I agree. In your mind, Anthony, Kim became a crazy ex just this moment. So who is the other crazy ex?
None of your business.
Yeah, okay.
You've
been with Kim for almost a year. Kim, do you know who Tiffany is?
No, I have no idea who Tiffany is. And exactly, we've been together for so long. Like, you shouldn't just cut things off that quickly. I mean, what's going on here, Anthony?
Kim, just calm down.
Don't say calm down. That is
no,
not going to help.
No, I'm not going to calm down.
This is probably my own fault. Like, you know, like.
Yes, no, not probably. It is your own fault.
So many questions, and you're not answering a damn thing. Like, what is going on?
Listen, you're great, but you've gotten crazy.
Anthony, I just want to know, how do you think this is probably your own fault?
Listen, I just committed too early. I told her that I would commit.
You've been together for a year.
What?
I know, but she's this is what I'm dealing with. And it's
no.
Too much.
No.
It's just too much. It's like, it's just too much drama, you know, like, she's
too much drama.
A lot of it.
You have four iPhones, plus you have burner phones. Like, I know I saw a Motorola. Like, I mean, what is going on? You probably have, 20 phones.
Well, what did you think I was doing with four? I mean, come on. What, I mean, you know, you're getting.
What are you doing?
Yeah,
I don't know.
That's a very question, Anthony. What are you doing?
Yeah.
Well, I'm not going to deal with you anymore, Kim.
Okay, what about me, though? You're going to tell me what you're doing with the four phones?
What do you mean? It's none of your business why I have four phones.
Okay. Yeah, no, and nobody in this town will do some research on that. All right, Anthony, good luck, friend.
Good luck to you.
Thank you.
War of the Roses is pre-taped and possibly edited for broadcast with permission granted from all participants.
Want more roses? Go to ymsradio.com.
There you go. Your fifth biggest War of the Roses of the year. We'd love your thoughts over text 99338 or call 877-995-4681. In Arlington, Josie, good morning.
Good morning. If that's the fifth biggest one of the year, I can't wait for the rest of these.
Oh, I know. Listen, we've been counting. We've been keeping track of the votes. That is number five. Tomorrow's number four, and it gets even better, I promise.
Awesome.
Josie, thank you for listening. Have a great day.
You too.
And everything celebs, music, TV, and more. Rose has the entertainment report coming next. What you got for us?
I'm going to tell you why Nicole Kidman dropped $100,000 for a Hugh Jackman hat.
Plus, getting you into our DC Jingle Ball presented by Capital One with each check-in.
If I miss it on the show, I download the podcast.
Your morning show.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.